Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Ian Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Muller, M-U-L-L-E-R. Stephen Muller is a 57-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6-16-22. Apparently he was on a ladder 30 feet high. Apparently he was climbing it and his neck extended, and he experienced pain in the left shoulder and neck. Apparently he went to Robert Wood Johnson Emergency Room afterwards. Apparently he had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the neck on 5-9-23, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Apparently is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the records supplied, he filed a claim petition alleging that while climbing a ladder on 6-16-22, he injured his neck. Period. A first report of injury was completed, indicating while climbing, he reported while climbing a ladder, he strained his left shoulder. Period. He was then seen at Robert Wood Johnson Occupational Health on 6-16-22. Period. He reported feeling a pop when climbing up the ladder. Period. He had 6/10 pain with feeling of pins and needles. Period. Pain increases when lifting the arm. Period. He had a history of left shoulder reconstruction about 3 years ago. Period. He was diagnosed with left shoulder pain and sprain. Period. It was mild tenderness, palpation anteriorly at the left shoulder and AC joint, with minor tenderness anterior axillary noted. Period. He was referred for orthopedic surgery consultation due to his history of previous injury. Period. New paragraph in that regard. He was seen by Dr. Ropiak, R-O-P-I-A-K, on 6-23-22. Period. He noted the petitioner was presenting relative to left shoulder. Period. He had been treated by Dr. Gray with surgery to repair subscapularis and biceps tendinitis on 12-14-18. Period. The patient noted he has some recurring nerve pain starting from the clavicle, radiating down into his hand, where he admits to tingling and numbness. Period. He states he has had this occurrence before, which Dr. Gray treated with a prednisone taper that provided him with relief since his last appointment on 10-12-20. Period. He had mild limitations in range of motion only due to the nerve pain. Period. He admits to feelings of weakness due to this. Period. He is a sewer plant operator, and when he has exacerbated nerve pain, this does interfere with his job. Period. He has been taking Tylenol for pain management as needed. Period. Shoulder x-rays demonstrated post-surgical changes at the top of the humeral head consistent with his biceps tendinitis. Period. Glenohumeral joint and subacromial distance is maintained. Period. There were no acute findings or evidence of fracture. Period. Clinical exam found healed surgical scars. Period. He has full range of motion, which does exacerbate his pain in the medial clavicle. Period. He has no provocative signs or symptoms of rotator cuff pathology, and his strength was 5/5. Period. He was diagnosed with acute work-related C6 left-sided radiculopathy. Period. He does not demonstrate any real tearing of his rotator cuff. Period. Dr. Ropiak thought he had pinched a nerve that occurred while he was climbing up a ladder from work. Period. He recommended a prednisone taper and physical therapy, and explained the patient does not need treatment for the cervical spine. I'm sorry, for the shoulder. Period. He was going to stop the Celebrex that he was already taking. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Momi, M-O-M-I, on 7-7-22. Appeared he noted a history of heart attack, common diabetes, common cholesterol, and hypertension. Appeared he underwent cardiac stenting in November of 2021. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period. He reported he had left shoulder issues since the surgery in 2018, but denied any history of neck pain. Period. Dr. Momi's evaluation led to a diagnosis of cervicalgia and cervical radiculopathy. Period. He had not yet undergone any means of conservative treatment, so he was referred for physical therapy and placed on activity modifications. Period. At follow-up on 8-12-22, he had undergone several weeks of physical therapy without any significant improvement. Period. He did not have significant change in his symptoms and was not taking any medication for pain. Period. That juncture, Dr. Momi referred him for an MRI of the cervical spine. Appeared he had difficulty with MRI machines in the past and becomes claustrophobic during the study. Appeared a cervical spine MRI was done on 8-24-22. Appeared it showed a tiny C7 cord syrinx. Appeared he had relatively mild spondylitic changes present. Appeared they were most conspicuous at the C5-6 level with disc ridge complex effacing the sac and abutting but does not compress the ventral surface of the cord. Appeared there was multi-level foraminal stenosis. Period. He then was seen by pain specialist Dr. Patel. Period. On 10-20-22, he performed a cervical epidural steroid injection. These were repeated through 1-10-23. Period. The latter were C5-6 medial branch blocks with only slight relief. Period. Dr. Momi recommended C5-6 anterior cervical discectomy infusion. Pretty had a second opinion with Dr. Mitchell on 3-14-23. Period. He opined the suggested surgery was reasonable for the patient's complaints and imaging findings. Pretty recommended x-rays prior to surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 5-9-23, Dr. Momi performed C5-6 anterior cervical discectomy infusion. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was cervical radiculitis. Period. He followed up postoperatively and participated in physical therapy. Period. An FCE was administered on 8-9-23. Period. He demonstrated the ability to perform 100% of the physical demands as tested for his job as a plant maintenance worker. Period. Dr. Momi followed his progress through 6-29-23 when he was referred for the aforementioned FCE. Period. Mr. Merlot complained that since returning to work, he has had increased neck pain and reoccurring left hand numbness. Period. He explained his job demands are strenuous, and although it is a 40-pound lifting restriction, he is dragging a heavy hose uphill and then climbing a ladder to clean the truck. Period. He is also required to work 10 days in a row and carry the on-call pager. Period. He is concerned because he is taking medication at night to help him sleep. Period. Physical exam. scratch that. It is my understanding Mr. Miller had prior injuries to his neck on 117.05 and 10.207 that he currently denies. Appeared he also suffered two prior work-related injuries. Appeared the first was on 9.26.18 to the left shoulder and on 7.22.20 to the right hand and fingers. Period. However, he currently denies any prior such problems or any other orthopedic injuries. Period. Last week, he did sustain a partial right thumb amputation, which would suggest he was still working. Period. His hobbies include golfing and pool. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. His right hand was in a bandage. Period. A subungual hematoma of the thumb was visible. Period. Finger and grip exam was not performed on the left. Period. There were healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. And then, aside from left hand grasp and associated motions, he had full range of motion of the upper extremities without weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the hands, wrists, and elbows could not be performed, but these were negative at the shoulder. Period. Spine cervical inspection revealed a healed left anterior transverse scar with preserved blood vital curve. Period. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees and extension to 45 degrees. Period. Rotation right was 70 degrees and left to 60 degrees with side bending right 30 degrees and left to 35 degrees. Period. The rest of that is normal. And thoracic is normal. Impressions. On 6/16/22, Stephen Miller was climbing a 30-foot ladder. Period. He states he extended his neck and experienced pain in the neck slash shoulder. Period. He was seen the same day at occupational health and was thought to have a sprain for which he was initiated on conservative care. Period. He also quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Ropiak. Period. He elicited a history of prior left shoulder surgery and some neck symptomatology since then. Period. Dr. Momi had him undergo a cervical spine MRI on 8/24/22 to be inserted here. Period. He accepted injections from Dr. Patel but remained symptomatic. Period. Accordingly, on 5/9/23, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively, including physical therapy. Period. He did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 8/9/23. Period. He was able to return to work with the insured, but is currently out of work due to a partial amputation of his right thumb. Period. New paragraph. The current exam relative to the cervical spine found there to be mildly decreased active range of motion. Period. There was no associated spasm or tenderness of the surrounding musculature, and Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. Outside of the left, right hand, he had full range of motion of the upper extremities with intact strength and sensation and reflexes. Period. In paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. Of course, if Mr. Miller indeed had previously sustained injuries to his neck, that could have impact on causation and permanency. Period. If pertinent records in that regard become available, I would be happy to review them to confirm my impressions. Period. End.